Welcome to the Authentic Online Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Ruthie Gray, along with my assistant, Sarah Motes. And we want to say Happy New Year.
Woo! Happy New Year. Woo! Welcome 2024.
Yes. Welcome 2024. Today, we're going to talk about the 2024 Instagram trends. And we've done some research and we're not going to cover all of them, but we are going to cover five that we feel like our listeners would most relate to and want to know about. Sarah is going to share with you now the resources that we used for this, and then we're going to get right into it.
Yes. Whenever I was doing all of this research, I made sure to cite my sources so you guys can go back, fact check me if you want to, get more knowledge on this. So number one, we're pulling from a couple of articles. Number one is Social Insider, and number two is an article from Gain Blog. So both are very credible sources for the Instagram trends in 2024.
The main reason why you want to be aware of the trends and implement them in your strategy is to capture your audience's attention and generate more buzz around your content and boost engagement. That is why it's important to be abreast of what is going on. You need to be aware of what's working and what's not working. A little bit down the road, we're going to do an episode of what not to do on Instagram. But for today, we're going to talk about how you can capitalize on these things. And now, listen in.
Welcome to Authentic Online Marketing with Ruthie Gray. Growing awareness for your blog, podcast, book, or product involves more than dancing to reels and yelling, "Buy my thing." This show models quality over clamor so you can put your spin on your message and market in a way that feels authentic to you, because nobody wants to sound like an infomercial. And now, here's your host, Ruthie Gray.
All right. So number one of our top five Instagram trends for 2024 is video content domination. What does that mean, Sarah?
Yeah, the first trend of 2024, it's going to be video content. It is dominating every platform. If you're not doing video, you're behind. So according to a study by Wise Owl, people watch an average of 17 hours of online video content per week. And they're expecting that number to increase in 2024. That's a lot of time consuming video content.
Yes. I did not expect that number to go down. First, I want to say this. We did see an uptick and more priority given to static posts or graphics, photos on Instagram, because everybody got in a hoopla and said, let's make Instagram, Instagram again. And I'm glad that they listened and they did this. They made those kind of posts in the feed more of a priority than they had before, where reels were very imbalanced. And so that meant then that if you used to have reels get tons of views, they actually decreased, unfortunately. However, it balanced things out with the graphics and the quotes and the photos. But the thing is, and something I always encourage our listeners to do, is at least do one video a week. And the easiest thing to do is reels. So figure out a way to incorporate them into your feed and into your regular posting schedule. There are a number of ways to do that. We've talked about these things before, and we can link some of those in the show notes so that you'll have those episodes to go back to. The thing about reels, there are different strategies for different posts, but the thing about reels is it helps get you in front of people that are not already followers. The static or graphic posts, the photos, usually are shown to people who are in your current audience. So reels kind of give you more exposure. That is the whole point of reels. Right, Sarah?
Yes, especially that explore page. That's what I spend the most of my time on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's just that explore page that where it's just scrolling through the reels. Love that.
And do story video. It's very easy to experiment with story video and then turn that into reels. They're making that more and more easy as time goes by. Is there anything else, Sarah, that you want to add to number one?
Well, that could not have been a better segue into number two.
All right, let's go.
Which is short-lived content. So Snapchat started it. Instagram perfected it. Short-lived content. It disappears after 24 hours. And it is not going anywhere. I love Instagram stories. I don't even scroll through my feed much anymore these days. It is only, for me personally, it's stories are where it's at. Mm-hmm. I love clicking on your links. I love seeing what you're doing throughout your day. Tell me everything you're doing through your day. I love it.
Yeah. Stories, they're my very favorite. I want you to have a takeaway from what Sarah just said. What she just said was she pays attention to stories, which means that some people only watch stories. Some people only watch your feed. Some people only watch reels. So that's why it's good to kind of hit all of those major neighborhoods there. Studies show that after viewing stories on Instagram, 62% of users become more interested in a brand or product. And I can attest to this. It is absolute truth after testing it for years and years in stories. Listen, my story watchers are also my email subscribers. And these two together are the magic combination to get really engaged followers and readers and people who desire your services. They are the converts. So do not disregard stories just because there is a smaller percentage of people, of your followers, that is going to watch stories. But the ones that do are dedicated. The reason that that falls under short-lived content is because stories disappear after 24 hours, like Sarah said. The nice thing about stories is you can just experiment there. And it'll disappear in 24 hours, or you can just even delete it. Now let's move on to number three, Sarah.
Number three, let's talk about SEO, search engine optimization on social media is predicted to be more powerful than hashtags. Mm-hmm. Ooh, 40% of young adults, 18 to 24 year olds, are using social media like a search engine. I'm also hardly out of that age range by a few more years than that. But yes, I also use it as a search engine. Mm-hmm. SEO is going to play a huge part in the virality recipe of posts compared to hashtags. So this is going to be like your keywords that you're using. What is your audience searching for in order to answer the question or problem that you solve?
Yes.
And then use those in your bio. In all of those places, in your posts.
Exactly. Like for me, it's authentic online marketing and it's Instagram and newsletter marketing. That is in my bio. And I also try to add that to some of my captions too, because that all works together. If you are cohesive with your message and with your SEO, then you're going to show up more when people search whatever your service is in the Explore tab. Instagram has been trending towards this for a few years now, more towards SEO and less towards hashtags. I will say hashtags are not dead. I wouldn't spend a lot of time on hashtags with your static posts that aren't video. I still say use hashtags for your reels. At least at this time. I don't know if hashtags are going to be dead someday or not, but you can still show up at the top of reels if you have dedicated hashtags. So that's an aside. Work on your SEO. Is there anything else you want to add to SEO, Sarah?
Well, if you wanted to test it out, TikTok right now is a lot better at SEO on their platform versus Instagram. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to, if you have TikTok on your phone, open up TikTok and just start searching for words that you think your audience might use to find you. get some inspiration for TikTok. According to Hoot's site, a study showed that social media posts, which relied heavily on SEO, have a higher engagement rate of 30%, like a 30% increase in engagement versus when they did not use keywords. So that's why in 2024, your social media strategy needs to have keyword research on there. Keyword research is going to be so important for you.
Let us encourage you to figure out exactly what it is you offer and exactly who it's for. Because if you know that, then you can capitalize on SEO. So let's go with number four.
Hybrid content. So hybrid content is the combination of artificial intelligence with human creativity. And if AI freaks you out, don't worry. View it as a tool. It's just another tool in your tool belt. I'm very interested to see in 5 to 10 years' time how this is all going to pan out. There's so much information with AI, with human creativity. I'm very excited to see where this goes.
I am too. AI doesn't have to be the bad guy.
Right.
There are ways you can use AI that will help you. I just encourage my people to use it as a way to get ideas, but not copy it. Regarding Instagram, they are starting to use AI more and more. There are a few different places that they're rolling out more things. Some that I am aware of right now, you can actually make AI stickers. For instance, if you are posting a picture and you hit the sticker, the square sticker with the smiley face. Okay, so one of the stickers that comes up is AI stickers. And you can tap on that and there's a question. What do you want to create? And it gives you suggestions like try making turkey gravy or a Labrador scuba diving. Like, I don't know why you would do that. But especially when I was launching my book, I looked for a sticker and I typed in the words bird holding a needle and thread, because that kind of goes with my whole theme of empty nest awakening, weaving the threads of your passions into purpose. And on the front of my book cover are birds and a thread. And so I made this little bird and I would put it in my stories. And then there are some other things that they're rolling out. I'm not exactly sure what all they are at this time, but I will say that I was a part of a chat pod messenger group. And when I went to type in, AI was suggesting to me what to type in. It wasn't getting it right at all, but there is that. So, you know, they're giving suggestions. And I want to say one more thing though about AI. If you're using AI to generate your captions, the thing on Instagram, please tweak it into your own voice. Let me encourage you to write like you talk, because AI is going to spit out, I can spot an AI comment or an AI caption a mile away, because they're Absolutely. All like this. Today, we're going to dive into blah, 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 and it's going to have like 3 emojis for every line. All of those captions and all of that content, it looks alike. All of it looks alike. You know, you want to look different. So anyway, what I'm saying, my whole point is this. Make sure that you are using your own authentic voice. If you want to generate captions in AI, go ahead, but don't copy them word for word, is all I'm saying. Make it sound like you. Do you have anything to add to that, Sarah?
Yeah, I would say if you've never messed with AI, start small. Make a sticker. Just try it with one sticker. If you're going to use ChatGPT, just use it for, try tweaking one sentence. If you're stuck on one sentence, say, here's the brand voice. Here's, I need a headline for this, and this is the target audience. Please give me 4 ideas. And just kind of go from there. Just start playing around with it. It's actually super fun. I now tell everyone I know to start using it. And everyone gives me the same response. Oh, no, it's just what cheaters at colleges use. I'm like, no, guys, really, give it a chance. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's going to give you a lot of generic answers. But if you can drill down to some targeted answers, that will help. Like, I even generated the title and the subtitle for my book from ChatGPT, but it wasn't all from the same thing. I mixed up words. I asked ChatGPT to give me like 10 suggestions for an empty nest title. I mean, I did this probably 20 times before it even came close to three words that I wanted to use. And they weren't even the three words that I was going to put together. You know, I just had to like mix and match. Same with the subtitle. It's not cheating when you're using your brain, in other words.
Yeah. And I think a lot of time us as creatives, whether you're a writer or a graphic designer or whatever, we just have to, I anyway, have to see the words written out in front of me. And then my brain can move them around.
Yes.
I cannot write stuff in my head and get an A+ on it the first time. I just can't. I got to read it.
Yeah. Agreed on that. Same here. So just use it to get your brain going, but don't copy it word for word. That's not what we're saying at all. All right. Let's go with number five.
Number five is our favorite. Authenticity will take center stage. And here at Authentic Online Marketing, we are very passionate about being authentic. So users are very tired of the inauthentic, stiff brand messaging. We want real, transparent interactions. We want stories. I want to know if you're going to Aldi. I want to know what you bought at Aldi. I want to know the Amazon link of the purchase. Like, it's just, we want things to be authentic. We are done with the picture perfect. A Stockless survey showed that 88% of consumers prioritize authenticity when choosing what brands they want to support and purchase from. 88%.
And so y'all know we love this one the most. Mm-hmm. That's what we're putting out ourselves at Authentic Online Marketing. If you will look at my grid, it isn't perfect, but that's for one reason, so that I'll get it done. And so that others know it is absolutely possible to grow followers through an authentic Instagram grid, through being yourself, through being imperfect, yourself imperfectly, and just putting it out there because people relate to people they can relate to.
Yes. And you're wanting to build that know, like, and trust factor. Like whenever you're looking at the sales funnel there at the very top of the opening, that's where you're using your SEO and your Instagram and on your website. That's where people are getting to know you, like, oh, I know you exist. And then they move on down to the trust factor. They follow you on Instagram. Maybe they're on your email list now. So now we're being authentic on our social media. We're getting to know people. Now they kind of like us. And as we're more authentic and sharing our lives and what we can do for you, that builds the trust. And boom, that's where the magic happens. That's where they purchase. That's where they book the call. Bottom line, that's where you want to get them to.
That's right. If you're out there thinking, I just don't get Instagram, or I'm tired of trying to post to play the algorithms game or whatever, you don't have to do that. The biggest drawback for Instagrammers that keep them from posting is inconsistency. And we're inconsistent for two reasons. Number one, we think we're not perfect enough and we just belabor the reel or whatever content we're going to put out there. We think it and we rethink it and we overthink it instead of just putting it out there, testing it and going on. It's all a test game, you guys. Just test. Just be authentic. Put it out there and be yourself. And the second reason is we doubt ourselves that people will really want to hear what we have to say, even though we know it's super important. That's why we're on Instagram. So we just think, well, it's not important. I won't post this week. So the two things, the two drawbacks of consistency are trying to be too perfect, perfectionism, and thinking that it doesn't matter, just downplaying the consistency part. The consistency trumps everything, you guys. Be sure to be consistent in your own authentic voice. That's what we want you to do here. That's what we want to help you do. Anything to add to that, Sarah?
No, I'm just really excited to see how these trends go throughout the year. I'm excited to see what sticks and what changes.
Me too. So to wrap up, number one is video content. That isn't going to away anywhere. So get in the habit and a rhythm of sharing video. Start out with stories. Stories are easier. They're lower pressure. There's less of an audience over there. And then start repurposing that into other video. Number two, short-lived content, the Instagram stories, 24 hours, those kind of things drive FOMO and user engagement. Number three, SEO on social media, more powerful than hashtags. Start pinpointing your pillar content, who you are for, and who you're talking to, and use the SEO terms that pin down your content and make you different from other people or make you an expert in your field. Number four, hybrid content. So that's AI. Notice the trends, you know, dabble in it a little bit, but really make it into your own voice. But it is a tool that will help you produce content faster. And number five, authenticity. That's what we want, right?
Yes, that is always what we want. Be authentic.
Be authentic. All right. Well, thanks for joining me, Sarah, and for helping me do this podcast today.
Absolutely. I'm always happy to join.
Yes. I'm so glad that you are with us here at Authentic Online Marketing. For at least for Q1, we will be releasing a podcast every other week. So the next time you hear from us will be in a couple of weeks. And until then, be sure to share your message your way in your own authentic
voice.
There it is. We'll see you next week.